First, I want to thank you for agreeing to participate in this project, and especially in this interview. It'll surely benefit the community now and in the future. The goal of this questionnaire is to produce as detailed and coherent a narrative of your story as possible. In light of that, I encourage you to feel free not to worry about providing answers that are too long or in depth. So give as much detail as you feel comfortable giving. Okay?
Yes.
Before we get started, do you have any questions?
No.
All righty. So what year were you born in?
1929.
1929?
Yes.
And where were you born?
In Bedford County.
Bedford County?
Shelbyville.
Okay. Shelbyville. Did you grow up there as well?
Part of the time. Shelbyville, Bedford County. Then we moved to Bedford County.
Okay. Bedford County. And then you
moved? Then we moved to Rutherford County when I was about seven. I'll say eight.
Okay. Did you move to, like, Murfreesboro or some other town in Rutherford County?
We moved out in it, always on a farm. We were always on a farm. Out in the, you know, country life. Never lived in the city.
Really?
Country girl. Farm girl.
Okay. Would you say, and we're going to talk some about that.
Okay.
About your life on the farm and that kind of thing. But before we get to that, what would you say your racial or ethnic identity is?
Black.
Okay.
Know nothing about America. We didn't know that. Back in the day, we were black or white.
Okay. And what is the last level of schooling that you had?
I have a master's degree.
What's your master's degree in?
In education.
Okay. Have you ever been married?
Married, yes.
How long were y'all married?
54 to 85. How much is that?
54 to 85. That's about 31 years.
Okay. My husband passed in 85.
Okay.
I got married in 1954, July the 7th.
Okay. So you guys were married for 31 years?
Mm-hmm. And he passed June 28, 85.
Okay. Now, tell me a little bit about Shelbyville. Do you remember much about how you got, what your life was like there?
Well, when I was in Shelbyville, I was born in Bedford County, and we lived on a farm, and then I went to school there till